Thank you, Mr. President. Almighty source of life and blessing, we thank you for the privilege of serving our state in this sacred act of governing. As we work towards protecting and improving the lives of our constituents, let us be guided by your ideals of justice, of mercy, and of compassion. The ancient rabbi Ben Zoma once said, "Who is wise? He who learns from all men. Who is mighty? She who subdues her evil inclination. Who is rich? She who rejoices in her portion. Who is honored? He that honors his fellow man." As we engage in our duties today, let us be wise in listening to our colleagues. Let us be mighty in restraining ourselves from anger and spite. Let us enrich our lives as together we work to enrich the lives of the people of South Dakota. And let us be honored as we honor each other's opinions. O Heavenly Power, bless us as we go about our business. Be compassionate to us as we face the difficult decisions of the day, and grant us, our state, our country, and our world with the gift of peace. And let us say, Amen. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Abdullah, Adelstein, Ahlers, Bartlin, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hanson, Tom, Hanson, Geary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Jerstedt, Klocek, Knudsen, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Nordstrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Tees, Interback, Berry Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the third day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Bob Gray, Chair.
Is there a second? The motion is to approve the journal. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. President, the Committee on Local Government respectfully reports that it has had under consideration SB 13, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass as amended, and Senate Bill 51 and recommends that said bill do pass. Jason M. Gant, Chair. Also, Mr. President, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 39 and recommends said bill do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and Senate Bill 40, which was amended and recommends said bill do pass as amended. Stanford M. Adelstein, Chair.
Messages from the House.
Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to rules for the two houses for the 85th legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate, and House journals, bills, and other legislative printing. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation schedule for the elective and appointed officers and members of the 85th legislative session. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of arranging legislative days for members and officers and employees of the House and Senate. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and House. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee for the purpose of securing chaplains for the 85th legislative session. Respectfully, Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, members of the Senate, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to have you help me welcome my brothers and sisters, the members of BATE of South Dakota who are up in the galleries today. If we could just give them a quick round of applause, and then I just want to say a couple comments.
Welcome. Please stand. Welcome.
Mr. President, if I could, just a couple of comments about a BATE.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you. You know, ABATE is such an important group, and I actually took the motorcycle safety course several years back, and I am thankful that I did. Trust me, and you are too. Some of the things that ABATE does, they help prevent accidents through rider training, awareness, and education. They promote political involvement, which I think is key in today's political climate. They act as a liaison between motorcyclists and government authorities. They present and promote a better image of motorcyclists across the state. The one key thing, and then I'm gonna end, is that we have to remember that South Dakota is considered one of the safest states in the union for motorcycling. And that should be our role, is to create that environment for safety, whether it's in a vehicle or a motorcycle. And these folks make people aware of the motorcyclists, and they protect the motorcyclists by checking those highways and making sure they're in great shape, for the many riders that come through our state, especially when we have something as important as the Sturgis Bike Rally every year. But anyway, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, members of the Senate, for giving me that moment. And again, welcome to the members of ABATE. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Senator. We'll move now to motions and resolutions.
Senator Knudsen moves that HCR 1001 be deferred to Tuesday, January 19th, the fifth legislative day.
Is there a second? Remarks on that motion? Hearing none, the motion is to defer action on HCR 1001 until the fifth legislative day. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President.
Senator Bartling.
Personal privilege.
Yes, that's granted.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the body, it gives me great privilege today to announce to you the doctor of the day, who is from my home county in Gregory County. It's Dr. Raymond Niemer. He has been a longtime constituency of mine and a good friend and just one who takes great heart in the communities and the great state of South Dakota. He's above me in the gallery. Please welcome Dr. Raymond Niemer.
Welcome. Thank you for being with us today, sir. That concludes our business. Are there any announcements? Senator Haverly.
Thank you, Mr. President. Appropriations Committee will meet next Tuesday morning. It'll be game, fish, and parks for those who are interested from 8:15 until noon, and then also from 3 till 4:30 in the afternoon, Health Department, I believe. Thank you.
Further announcements? Senator Klocek.
Thank you, Mr. President. Personal invitation to all of you to our 20th Check Days in Pier, Monday evening from 6 to midnight. Featured this year will be the Tyndall Accordion Club, and also from 11 till 1 o'clock in the Rotunda. Mini Kuchen will be served, a miniature Kuchen called a Kolache. Some say the Kolache is more improved than the Kuchen, but I'll let you guys debate the merit of that. But the honorable senators are invited to our 20th annual celebration. Thank you, Mr. President, our members of the body.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Senator Abdallah.
Thank you, Mr. President. Judiciary will meet at Tuesday, January 19th at 9 a.m., room 413.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Commerce will meet room 423, 10 o'clock Tuesday.
Yes, Senator Garnas.
Senate Education, Tuesday the 19th at 7:45 a.m.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements? Seeing none, a motion to adjourn is in order.
Senator Bartling moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. We are adjourned.